Appreciate you.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to be in the Lord's house tonight. Amen. You glad you're here, say amen. If you're glad you're saved, say amen. 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 Thankful, amen, to be in the Lord's house tonight. Thank God for good morning service that we had this morning. And just been excited about being here tonight. I appreciate the invitation to be here. Look forward to not necessarily tonight. Amen. If I kill it tonight, just be prepared. There's tomorrow night. Amen. And Brother Jeremy Hull will resurrect everything that I kill. Amen. But we look forward to the rest of the week. And truly, always, man, good to see all these preachers in the house tonight. Appreciate them so much. Appreciate their heart, their work. Amen. What they do, what all that they do for the Lord. Amen. And it's good to see y'all here too as well. Amen. It'd be lonely if it's just us preachers here. Amen. But I appreciate the people that fill in the pews. Amen. And we want to try, by the help of the Lord, try to say something that would be a help to you. Don't preach a lot of meetings and everything. I told Brother Jason when he called, I tell everybody this when they call, I said, well, I only have four open dates. That's winter, summer, spring, and fall. Amen. Other people you talk to is like, well, I'll squeeze you in there somewhere. So I squeezed it in there somewhere or another. Amen. But we look forward, amen, to being here tonight. And appreciate friends, amen, friends that I know. Appreciate our church family coming out tonight, amen. I told them even the ones not singing, amen, and they listened this morning. And so we appreciate them being here tonight. Good to see all the visitors, good all the home folk here. And I appreciate this church, appreciate what you stand for, appreciate what you do for the Lord. Only God knows, isn't it? Only God knows, amen, what everybody does. I get a little aggravated sometimes when people say, well, this one, they ain't doing nothing for the Lord. They're small and they ain't doing anything for the Lord. Only God knows, amen, what's going on, amen, behind the scenes, missionaries being supported, amen, the gospel going forth, amen, conversations that you have day in and day out with other people, amen. Only God knows about those things. And so I appreciate everything that you all do for our Lord and Savior, amen. Amen. And so I want you to turn your Bibles, if you will, to Psalm chapter number 142. Psalm chapter number 142, and we will try to, I'm going to be reading Psalm chapter 142 and 143. A lot of times you take just one chapter or one psalm, especially in the Psalms, a lot of them very short. I want to take both of these together. It's the first time that I know of that I can remember that I've done that. And I want to try to give you what God has put on my heart and for the church tonight. I thought that I would be preaching something that I'd preached before and been dealing with at our church, and it would have been all right, but I just never could get the liberty to be there. And I was studying and thinking yesterday. Actually, I was mowing yesterday. I do a lot of my best thinking while I'm on a mower or a weed eater in my hand. Amen. Yeah. I know that sounds weird, doesn't it? But anyway, some thoughts started coming to my mind. A few weeks ago, I'd preached out of Psalm 144 and had glanced over at these. And so I'm going to give you what God's tried to place on our heart. I hope it'll be a help to you. As your pastor said, I do ask you this, be obedient to the Lord. And we're all here together. Amen. And we're all here to worship the Lord, get the help that the Lord desires for us to have. There's help that can be had, amen, if you're hungry for it. Blessed is he that doeth hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be filled. The tragedy of a lot of people today is that they just don't have an appetite for the things of God. Now, they have an appetite for the things of the world, that's no problem. But when it comes to the things of God, there's not much of an appetite there. But I say this, we need the Lord, we need the Lord's help. We all agree this, we cannot do anything without him, amen, so we sure need him. So Psalm chapter number 142 and 143, and I stand, if you will, I'll be lengthy. If you can't stand, I completely understand. I think it... helps us draw attention to the Word of God in honor and reverence of it. And if you cannot stand for that length of time, I understand. Lord knows as well. Psalm 142 says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I shewed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way therein, wherein I walked, they have privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto the Lord, I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. And then going right into Psalm 143 in verse number 1, once again a prayer of David, a psalm of David, says, Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear unto my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be likened to them that go down to the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer again. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege and opportunity, God, to be in your house, Lord, here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for everyone, Lord, that's made the decision to gather together, Lord, here tonight. I'm sure they could be a whole lot of other places, but Lord, they have chose, Lord, to be here in the Lord's house with the Lord's people around God's word. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would just bless us, God, for our efforts. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd move in the service, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord, all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd let us preach with power and truth and spirit. God, I pray, Lord, that we'd be able, Lord, to minister into the hearts, Lord, of the hearer. And God, I pray, Lord, that you'd send help, Lord, that we so much need in this day and time. Lord, we need revival. Lord, we truly, God, we need revival, Lord, in these days. Lord, in our churches, God, in our communities, we need a stirring and a moving of God, Lord, once again, Lord, amongst your people. God, we understand, Lord, it's going to start with us, Lord, before a lost world ever receives the Lord Jesus Christ. God, it's going to take your church, your people, your bride being stirred, Lord, about the things, and Lord, getting the help, Lord, that we so desperately need as well. And God, I pray, Lord, that in your faithfulness, Lord, you do all things. Lord, we pray as John prayed, Lord, that we'd decrease, you'd increase. And God, help us all in this week, Lord, as different preachers come and stand, Lord, help all of them. God, I pray, Lord, that just as Paul said, that one planted, one watered, but it's God that gives the increase to everything. God, we're nothing, Lord, without you. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would help us, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that the Lord Jesus Christ be magnified and exalted above all things. For it's in Christ's name we do pray, and amen. As we look about these two psalms here together, I was thinking along the lines of revival, and I wrote a couple things down here. If we experience personal revival, can I say this? It'll not come through a personality. Revival doesn't come through a personality. It will not come through a production. And I'll say this, it will not even come through a preacher. Amen. But it will come, and it must come. Personal revival must come through personal petitioning and prayers to God. As we look here, these are two prayers, amen, that David prays, both of them with the same author. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But I got to thinking about some examples of Bible revivals. And if there's a revival kind that we're looking for, we want a Bible revival, amen. 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 Not one of the world or a movement, amen, but a Bible revival. I think about the revival in Nehemiah's day. I think about revivals of Nineveh. I think about even the revival that you see at Pentecost, where the church, amen, was empowered from on high, the Holy Spirit of God. And we see that these all took place and these all started with people personally praying. Individuals such as Jabez, Samson, Hezekiah, Jonah, and even David, amen, prayed prayers recorded in God's word that brought revival to them personally, that had effects beyond just themselves. Amen. 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 And so as we look here, these are Psalm 142 and 143. These are two psalms, and they're also two prayers. In the heading, I guess what you say, in the title of Psalm 142, it says a prayer of David when he was in the cave. And then we also see in the opening verse of 143, he says, hear my prayer. So we understand this, that these are prayers that David prayed, and these are psalms that are recorded, amen, in the word of God. And so these are psalms that have been said, or psalms that have been sang, prayers that have been said. Now I want to say just a few things about David in general, and we'll get right into where the Lord will have us bring out a few things about these two passages. Let's just think about David for just a minute. We know the author. We know the author of David. We know a lot about the life of David. In fact, he's probably one of the ones in the Bible that we know the most about. And a lot is written about David's life. But I want to say a few things about David right here as he prays these two prayers. First of all, I want to state this. David is a saved man. Amen. He is a saved man. He prays both of these prayers. You see that the in these prayers, you see that there's hardships that he's facing, persecutions, different things like that. And so I say this, that David is a saved man. I want us to know this. Just because you're saved does not mean that you don't have struggles. Amen. Amen. David's a saved man, but he's also a struggling man. We see in these two psalms, he's struggling, amen, in his life. I'll say this secondly about David. David is a spiritual man. Amen. David is a spiritual man. Samson is the strongest man that we read of in the Bible. Solomon is the smartest man that we read of in the Bible. The wisest man that we read of in the Bible. And I'd say this about David. David is probably one of the most spiritual men that you read of in the Bible. And I'll say this, just because you're spiritual. Amen. Just because you're spiritual doesn't mean that sometimes you don't lose your song. Amen. David is the sweet psalmist of Israel. Amen. And so we understand that David is a spiritual man, but just because that David is saved, and just because you and I are saved, amen, as the church has been saved and born again by the grace of God, doesn't mean that sometimes you got to lose that song that's in your heart. Amen. David is not only a saved man and a spiritual man, but I'll say this thirdly about David and get right into the message. David is a strong man. Amen. He's a strong man. In fact, I'll say this about David. David is a soldier man. He's a soldier man. He's a soldier in the army of God. David is the slayer of the lion. David is the slayer of the bear as he's out there keeping his father's sheep. David is the slayer of Goliath, and even beyond Goliath, David is the slayer of 10,000s. You know, they sang the song that Saul had killed his thousands, but David had killed his 10,000s. And so we understand this about David. David is a strong man. Amen. He is a soldier man. He is a strong, not in physical stature, but strong in faith. Amen. He's the one, as a young man, amen, that gets up
with all those right in the middle of all those mighty men of war as they're running and scared of Goliath, and he's the man of strong faith, the young man of strong faith that gets right up in there and says, "Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause?" Amen. Amen. And so David is a strong man, but can I say this? Just because you're a strong man, just because you're a soldier man, doesn't mean sometimes you don't get weak and weary and worn. As we look at these two psalms, we see David, I guess what you say, on the downside of things. These are not songs of victory, but these are songs, amen, of hardship. These are prayers, amen, that he's prayed at a low time in his life. And can I say this? Those are the most precious prayers that we pray. Yes. Amen. It's times when things are low, amen, in our lives. There's a phrase that is common between these two psalms. That's why I put them the two of them together. There's actually two phrases that are, and we'll get to the second one here in a minute, but that are common to these. And I want you to look at Psalm 142 and verse number 7. I want you to notice in verse number 7 it says, "Bring my soul out of prison." Amen. Now I want you to look over, if you will, in 143 in verse number 11. "Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake." He says, "Bring my soul out of trouble." Amen. Amen. I want to preach on this simple thought here tonight of bring my soul out.
Amen.
Bring my soul out.
Amen.
David finds himself, and not only himself, physically, but himself spiritually, in a place where he needs delivered out of.
Right.
As I think about revival and what revival is all about, amen. And we think about the deliverance that we need of getting ourselves, amen, out of a place and into a place, amen. That's what David desires. First of all, I want to notice this, David's honesty about his condition. David's honesty about his condition. Although it seems that there are some physical problems as far as persecution. Let's just look at them real quickly. He mentions twice here in 142 and 6. He says, "Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors." And then in Psalm 143 and verse number 3, he says, "For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead." And so we understand that, I guess what you say, physically, there's some physical persecutions that's been going on in David's life. In fact, we know historically about when David was in the cave, the reason that he is in a cave is because he is fleeing from Saul, King Saul, and Saul is wanting to kill him. Amen. And so he does the easiest thing that he could do, not necessarily the right thing to do, but the easiest thing he could do, and he fled. And he fled into this place of the cave. And so we see here that there are some physical problems, I guess some physical enemies that he has. But in verse number 3 there, it says, "For the enemy." Now it just singularizes that, "For the enemy. The enemy hath persecuted my soul." Can I say this? We have one enemy, and that's the devil.
Amen. Amen.
And the devil's going to do all he can to beat the snot out of every single one of us.
Amen.
And so we understand this is that "For the enemy hath persecuted my soul."
Right.
And so there are some physical problems, but there is an emphasis in these two psalms on the spiritual problems that David is facing in his life. First of all, I will say this, just highlight some things that we see in the scripture here. His spirit is overwhelmed. David's spirit is overwhelmed. In 142, now this is a common phrase between both of them. In 142 and 3, it says this, "For my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path." In Psalm 143, and in verse number 4, it says, "Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate." Amen.
Yeah.
And so twice David mentions repeatedly in these two psalms here, David mentions the fact that his spirit, the spirit side of David, amen, is overwhelmed. Now, we understand that David writes other times about being overwhelmed. Psalm 55 and verse number 5 is David writing the title of Psalm 102, Psalm 124 and 4, and probably the most familiar that we're familiar with is in Psalm 61 and verse number 2. It says, when my heart, he didn't say if my heart, but he says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than up. So here you have a saved man, a spiritual man, and a soldier man, and a strong man here, and still yet David knows what it's like for his spirit inside of him to be overwhelmed. Have you ever been there before? You ever been overwhelmed? Now, I'm not talking about having, ladies, I'm not talking about having to look at three loads of laundry ahead of you and I'm overwhelmed. And men, I'm not talking about everything that you're touching is breaking and falling apart and you're overwhelmed. And as Preacher Toll said to me, one of your three cars didn't start and this is just the end of the world. Not talking about that, but he's talking about his spirit. His spirit is overwhelmed within him. This thing of his spirit, if you look it up in Strong's, it talks specifically about the courage of his heart. His spirit, the courage that David once had. The courage that David in many times displayed in his life. Still yet, that courage, that spirit side of David has become overwhelmed. The word overwhelmed, it means to become feeble and to become faint. Amen. And I'll say this, if it can happen to David, it can surely happen to anybody in this place here tonight. Sometimes you just get flat out spiritually overwhelmed. Struggling. Am I preaching to anybody tonight? Struggling. Spiritually. Just can't get out. It's a sometimes you get in a spiritual rut sometimes. It just seems like you cannot get out of that spiritual rut. And a lot of times, listen, it's because the spirit's overwhelmed. Let me go on and say this. He says not only is the spirit overwhelmed, but then he says this. He said, my heart is desolate, verse number 4. My spirit is overwhelmed within me, 143 in verse number 4. My heart within me is desolate. Now when you're talking about his heart, he's talking about his inner man. He's talking about his mind, he's talking about his will, his heart, and it also means his understanding. And so his heart is desolate. Now that word desolate, it means this, it means appalled, astounded, and devastated. He said, my heart, now listen, I truly believe this. Now I have no evidence, it's just my own thoughts. I sincerely believe that both of these psalms was written in the cave. I know 143 doesn't say that, but in verse number 3, he said, he hath made me to dwell in darkness. I mean, it seems like somebody is praying in a dark place, praying in a cave. And with the similarities in the feelings that he's having, I believe both of them's written in the same place. It doesn't really, I guess what you say, matter, but I believe it does matter a little bit. Because here's somebody that Saul is after him. Saul is wanting to kill him. And Saul is after his head. And we see this is that David's literally, I mean, it was Saul that he was married to Saul's daughter. I mean, this is his father-in-law. I mean, you think you got a bad father-in-law. Amen. David had one beat yours, amen, as far as bad goes. But he had one that wanted to kill him, take him out. And so we understand this. There's a devastation that comes with that. Courage has been lost. There's devastation. His heart is desolate. And once again, in both of these things. Now notice what he's dealing with. He said, within me. So once again, he's talking about the struggle, not outside. He's not talking about the physical struggle or necessarily even the people problems that he's having. But he's talking about the struggle that he is facing inside, within me, my spirit within me, the overwhelm within me, my heart within me is desolate. Notice this in 143:7, David says this. He said, my heart, he said in 143:7, he says, my spirit, hear me speedily, O Lord. And notice what he says here. He said, my spirit faileth. Now, once again, I want to remind you what we're talking about. The honesty, David's honesty about his condition.
Yeah, right. Come on.
He's just being honest.
Yeah.
He's being absolute. Now he could say, I'm a leader, I'm a soldier, I'm a strong man, I'm a saved man, I'm a spiritual man, and all these different things. But David's just flat out honest before God, and he says this. He said, my spirit faileth.
Right.
Yeah. This word faileth, it means to waste away, to be exhausted. Talks about the fleeting days of life. Can I say this? David feels like he's dying spiritually.
Right.
He's dying spiritually. He said, my spirit faileth. It's going down.
Right.
Notice what he says here in verse number 7, or 142:7. 142:7. I hate to have you skipping back and forth here, but I hope they're on the same page. If not, just rip the other page out and put it next to it so you don't have to turn back and forth. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Okay. But anyway, in 142:7, he says this. He says, bring my, now, David being honest about his condition. He said, bring my soul out. Now, notice what he says here, of prison.
Right.
He said, I feel like I'm in a spiritual jailhouse. I'm spiritually, for whatever reason, all these things. He said, I feel like I'm in a spiritual holding cell. He said, bring my soul out of prison. Verse number 11 here, as he's talking about bring my soul. He said, bring my soul out of trouble. David, honesty, once again, that word trouble, it means distress. You know what distress is? You ever been distressed? Distress is the anguish of body or mind. Body or mind. Not just physical, but body or mind. David said, bring my soul up out of trouble. He said, I got trouble. One of the hardest things for a believer to ever admit to anybody else or to God himself. Man, I'm in trouble.
Right. Amen. That's good. That's solid.
Am I right?
Amen.
I'm looking at some of the biggest fakers.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
That there is in this world.
Right. Good preacher.
Amen. Yep. That ain't no way to get asked back, is it? Now you're just talking about it.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? I do it. I do it too. These preachers do it. Everything's fine. Everything's hunky-dory.
Right.
And we get up, well, praise the Lord. It's a beautiful Lord's day. And inside,
right.
Struggling.
Right.
Troubled.
Come on. Go ahead, Brother Daniel.
Troubled.
Yep.
Struggling.
You run it.
I say this. If, I want to emphasize this. If it happened to David, the most spiritual man in the Bible, it can surely happen to us.
Amen.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The honesty
Amen.
About his condition. It's not easy for a warrior. It's not easy for a leader to admit when he or she, amen, is down.
Right.
I say this, David's tenderness, the tenderness of his heart. I mean, I know David's sin and David sinned and he sinned bad and his sin had ripple effects through his home. His sin had ripple effects in other people's homes and everything like that. But I'll say this, if there's one thing I say about David, David always stayed tender to his sin.
Yep.
Psalm chapter number 51, another great psalm of revival. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within inside of me. And he stayed tender to his sin. And I say this, he stayed tender to his struggles as well.
Right.
Tender
Amen.
To it.
Hey.
As we think about David's honesty about his condition, I want to look secondly about David's humility in his cry. David's humility in his cry. Now, in 142 and 1, David said this. He said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice and the Lord did I make my supplication. 143 and 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear unto my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me. And in thy righteousness. Verse number 6, he says this. He said, I stretched forth my hands unto thee. Hey, where could I go? Where could David go? Where could we go but to the Lord?
Amen.
In prayer. He said, I stretch. Hey, what do you do when you're struggling? What do you do when you're down spiritually? Hey, you stretch your hands forth to the Lord. And just as David did, he said, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty lamb.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. Verse number 8, he says this. I believe this is a beautiful picture here. Verse number 8, in the latter part, he said, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For unto thee do I trust. Cause me to know thy way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. I love that.
Amen.
And notice what he's lifting up. He's not lifting up everybody else or all the other problems. But he said, Lord, he said, I'm lifting up my soul.
Amen.
I'm lifting up my soul unto thee.
Amen.
It's just like, and Brother Jeremy's here, and in case you didn't know it, he's a world-renowned mechanic. We work together. And I'm all the time the guy that's breaking everything, whether a tool or something like that. And sometimes I'll bring him stuff in pieces. I say, can you fix this? I'm sure everybody has a child or a grandchild or something like that, and maybe a little toy or something like that that they got it, and maybe they try to put it back together, they try to mend it, they go to the closet and get the sticky glue and all those different things, and eventually they come to mama and daddy and they
rust.
I can't do it. I can't do it, Brother Neil. But you can.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Tell it, preacher. Come on.
David, he can slay the giant. He can take the lion and the bear by the beard. He can slay 10,000s. But when it comes to soul trouble, he cannot do a thing.
Amen.
Right.
But just cry unto his God.
Amen.
And say, God, I lift up my soul unto thee. Lord, my soul is struggling, my spirit's overwhelmed, my heart's desolate, I feel like I'm dying spiritually, and God, right now before you, I'm lifting my soul, I'm lifting my spirit, I'm lifting myself up to you.
Amen.
Amen.
God, please,
God,
help us.
Help.
That's some of the greatest prayers we ever pray in our lives. It's just, Lord, just help. Help me. I want you to notice David, he's the humility in his cry. Notice what he says here in verse number 7. I love the word of God just in general. I love it. But look here. In verse number 7, he says, Hear me. Hear me. Verse number 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. Later on, verse number 9, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Lord, I don't even know what way to go out of this cave. I don't know which way to go out of this situation. And Lord, I want you to show me the way that you want me to walk. What can I do? Where do you want me to go? What can I do? Verse number 9, he said, deliver. Now notice, he said, deliver me. Notice verse number 10. Teach me to do thy will. Verse number 9, I skipped that one. Verse number 9, hide me. Teach me Verse number 10, later on, verse number 10, he says, lead me in the land of uprightness.
Yes. Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand.
Yeah.
Lead me on, let me stand. Tired, I'm weak, I'm just flat out worn out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Amen.
And God, if there's one thing I want you to do,
yeah.
I want you to just take me by the hand
yeah.
and lead me.
Yep.
Lead me in the paths of righteousness
yep.
for your name's sake.
Yes.
Verse number 11, quicken me, O Lord. In the latter part there and the emphasis that we've been put on, he said, bring me, bring my soul out of trouble.
Amen.
In a spiritual warfare, can I say this? There's going to be spiritual wounds.
Sure. Amen.
I'd love to tell you, in the spiritual warfare, you're going to come out unscathed, unscarred. No troubles, no wounds. Some wounds, they heal easy. Some wounds, it takes time.
Amen. Amen, Brother Ken.
But in a spiritual warfare, there will be spiritual wounds. But thank God we've got spiritual weapons.
Amen.
Amen.
Those weapons for the soldier of God, for the soldier of Christ.
Yeah.
Offensive weapons that we see is taking the sword, which is the word of God.
Yeah.
Praying with all prayer and supplication. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's two greatest weapons that we have, the word of God and prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Spiritual warfare. It's David's humility in his cry. Now I'll say this lastly, there's David's hunger for a change. His hunger. Here's a man that's hungry for some help.
Yeah.
If you're not hungry for some help, I can't help you. The Lord can't help you, really.
Right.
I'm telling you what.
Amen.
If you're hungry
yep.
for some spiritual help,
yeah.
I'm telling you, God answered that prayer.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
See, first of all, his dwellings. Notice with me in verse number 5, 143, David said this. He said, I remember the days of old. I love that.
Yes.
He said, I remember. I believe he's in the cave. I believe he's struggling. But all of a sudden he starts, still in the midst of all that, he's still remembering the days of old. He said, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. Now here's a man who's first-handedly witnessed God do mighty and many mighty things in his life. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we're easy to forget all that God has already delivered us from.
Amen.
And the best thing we can do is just put it. Now, I know we don't need to live in the past. Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind. Look at and pressing on forward. I know all those things. But I thank God, amen, that I can look back when I'm struggling at days gone by
yeah.
where God has delivered time and time and time again.
Yep.
There's his dwellings. I'll say this, in David's hunger for a change, there's his desperation.
Sure.
Now notice this. In 143 and 1, he said, in thy faithfulness, he said, Lord, I want you to answer me. That's pretty bold, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, answer me. Now notice this. He in his desperation, verse number 7, he says, "Hear me," and then the word of God says, "This speedily."
Sure.
Speedily.
Right.
He said, "Lord, I'm in desperate need.
Right.
Desperate need for some help spiritually."
Right. Yeah.
His desperation. We see in his desperation as we've been focusing in on that phrase here. He said, Lord, I desperately need you to bring me out of this place that I'm currently in.
Right.
I'm currently struggling. I'm currently feel like I'm in prison. I'm currently feel like I've got a lot of trouble, distress, anguish. anxieties, all these different things that everybody faces today. David is desperate. I ask you this, are you desperate for some spiritual help?
Amen. Good.
Desperate. And then notice this. We see lastly his desire and his hunger for his change. His desire is this. In verse number 7, 142, he said, bring my soul out of prison that. So here's his desire. He said, that I may praise thy name.
Amen.
You know a good way to find out if you yourself or somebody else is struggling? If they can't praise God like they one time did.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
They're not praising God like they... Something's wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Something's amiss. You say, well, I'm just a little bit of the quiet nature. No, not for the child of God.
Right.
Amen.
Not for the child of God who seeks and yearns and needs and asks and prays that God would stir up their soul. Amen. And deliver them from these things. Bring my soul
Amen.
Out. I don't know what you've been in, where your soul has been in, but I promise you this, God can bring you out of it.
Amen. Sure.
You say, well, I'll just get to feeling better. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
Am I telling it right?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I just think happy thoughts. Okay. I think I'll turn on the news and get to feeling better about things. It ain't going to happen.
Amen.
Was it Paul that said this? He said, yea, though the outward man perish. Outward man perish. Yet the inward man is renewed. Day after day after day.
Amen.
Amen. We need revival. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Ladies, if you'll come to piano, song of invitation. We'll ask everybody, if you will, to please stand. Our Heavenly Father, Brother Jason, you get prepared to give the invitation as you see fit. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the day. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your precious word tonight. I pray, Lord, that we have maybe ministered to the heart, maybe of not all, but of some, Lord, here tonight. It'd be like David and be honest enough about the condition, about what they've been facing, just honest enough. Say, Lord, I'm bringing it to you. I cannot do it. I cannot fix it. My soul feels like it's in prison. My spirit's overwhelmed. Heart's desolate. Many factors, Lord, sometimes come into Lord, getting us in the low spot, but I am thankful that the God on the mountain is still the God in the valley. And Lord, that you can bring help, Lord, to souls tonight. Of course, Lord, we ask if there's one here that's lost and never been saved. We think about the greatest deliverance of our soul. Bringing our soul out is when you brought our soul out of the grips of Satan. In the depths of sin and saved our soul. Lord, would you save that soul before it's everlasting too late? But Lord, especially for the church tonight, we pray, God, that you'd do a work amongst your people. Lord, if we're going to do anything this week, we're going to have to get honest. Just get flat out honest with God about where we're at, where we're being. And Lord, have that desperate plea and desperate cry just as David had. Lord, for some help on high to bring us up out of that place. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. As they play, Pastor, you come on, give the invitation.